Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello there, my very good friends. On today's wrestling news, I'm going to tell you which AEW wrestler has said they are done if they suffer another major setback.
I'm going to tell you who won Blood and Guts last night.
We're going to tell you which wrestler was injured during Blood and Guts.
And it's official, Alan Angels is finished with AEW. I'm Adam Wilborn.
And I'm Andy Murray.
And this is the news.
All right, let's kick things off by talking about Kenny Omega.
Oh, goodness me.
He did a Twitch stream with CEO Gaming. Alex G. Bailey, you remember him? He had that interesting match with Michael Nakazawa back in the day.
Yes.
That's his company, all of that stuff. The big quote coming out of this is that Kenny Omega has said the following, and I'll just read it to you verbatim. If I get another major setback, that's it. That's it. I'm done. I can't do this ever again. Now, before we dive into this, I think that I'm going to read more quotes to you. We're going to contextualize it a little bit, because as soon as you hear words like this, you automatically, your speculative brain immediately goes, Kenny Omega is retiring.
Yeah, I saw the tweet last night and my ass dropped.
I don't necessarily think that's what he's trying to say here. And I'm sure as we continue through this, you can hear what he says. But basically, yeah, he's sitting there on the Twitch. It was last night, the Twitch stream, he was talking about it. I'll read the full first part of the quote here. If I get another major setback, that's it. That's it. I'm done. I can't do this ever again. Three times a day, really painful rehab. Not even knowing what it's going to be like when I get back in the ring. I have no clue. It's scary, actually. You see people, they can come back to the ring and you're just happy to see them back. There's a different kind of expectation put on me, and I think that anything less than what they are expecting, which is already unrealistic,
yes,
is going to lead to a lot of ridicule, which is what I get every day anyway. He's probably like a top five most hated on wrestler online, so that's a fair comment from him there. Now, amongst other things, Kenny is currently recovering. He's been out of action since November, but he's been injured for years, it seems. He'd been dealing with a lot of issues. He's had multiple surgeries, knee, I think a shoulder deal as well. He was suffering from vertigo in the ring. He had a sports hernia. This guy is one of the most injured wrestlers to ever be wrestler, to ever be injured and still continue wrestling. But he continues and speaks of the unrealistic expectations that are put on him a little bit, saying that he can't just snap his fingers and come back to the ring. But there's some more stuff as well. Like later in the stream, he's speaking of wanting to do more storyline heavy work. Mm-hmm. And he cites the Hangman Page feud as an example of that, as opposed to like hyper athletic stuff. Of course, the hyper athletic, super exciting style of wrestling that he works is partly responsible for raising him to this level of renown in
yes.
the business. And it's part of why he has these million star matches and all of that stuff. But at the same time, it is also potentially the kind of thing that accelerates people's physical declines.
Exactly.
And, everyone has a bump clock, and when you work a hard-hitting style like that, where you take lots of crazy bumps and you do lots of crazy stuff, it's going to accelerate it. And we're not judging anyone for their chosen style. I love Kenny Omega. I love those matches. But I think listening to him here is very interesting indeed. Now, my take on this, mm-hmm. and this is me editorializing, is not that if he suffers another setback in his rehab, he's just going to retire from pro wrestling, which he's dedicated his whole life to. My take on this is that he's talking about not wanting to rehab in this way again, mm-hmm. where it's so intense and he's going through hell two or three times a day, or he's talking about maybe changing his style, which I think comes to light when he's talking about people's expectations for him coming back and maybe not wrestling the same way. And when he talks about wanting to do more character and story-based stuff, he's always done that anyway, but you know,
lean more into
yeah,
that. Yeah,
exactly. So that was my take on it. I do understand why people have listened to this and gone, he's quitting!
Yeah.
maybe cool the jets just a little bit.
Yeah, I think that's a fair assessment. Work smarter, not harder, etc., etc., because he's bloody worked hard enough, in my opinion. And like you say, I had flashbacks when you were talking about his recovery. Wasn't there some video that did the rounds of him with like a sports person therapist thing?
Yes.
Just like snapping his spine back into space, back into place or whatever. So I can understand why it's a hell of a journey back. Like, I always feel bad saying, yeah, he should come back at Forbidden Door. Well, he's...
Maybe not.
Sure he would if he could. It's like when I first discovered, when people said, like, footballers talked about, like, playing and they're not 100%. Yeah. I always just assume when my favourite sports players step onto the pitch that they're just the best version of themselves. But, no, they're always carrying little niggling injuries, whether it be a footballer or a wrestler. And to Kenny Omega's extent, like, just arms and legs hanging off and vertigo, like you say. So, I can understand where he's come from. Like you say, I saw this tweet just before I went to bed last night and went, well... First of all, that's the lead news story sorted. And second of all, oh no, is this it? Like, am I going to have to console Michael Sidgwick in the office tomorrow because he might be done? But I think you're right. I think he's just tempering expectations for when he does return. But yeah, more storyline stuff, I'd be fine with that.
Yeah, 100%. And I think when you're in a situation, and I don't want to speak on his behalf, but when you're in a situation like Kenny and you're clawing your way out of a difficult time and stuff, you might lean more into takes like, oh, I'm done with this crap, this sucks, exactly. The blah, blah, blah. Perspective's changed. I have nothing but admiration for this guy as a pro wrestler. I think he's one of the most... This is going to be a really clumsy sentence, but one of the deepest thinkers as to what he does with his work and how he presents himself in the history of this sport. And I wish him all the best, and I hope to see him soon.
And if you don't like him, like
just
you
don't watch him.
Just don't watch him, or don't comment on it online. It's really easy. There's a lot of other wrestling to be watching out there, guys. But speaking of ridiculous bumps, let's talk about blood and guts. It was the entire second hour, basically, of AEW Dynamite last night. It was the Blackpool Combat Club versus the Jericho Appreciation Society. And the winner was the Blackpool Combat... I suppose I should call them the Blackpool Combat Club and friends.
And mates, yeah.
Because they're not all honorary members. Yeah. Blackpool Combat Club defeated the Jericho Appreciation Society via submission after poor Daddy Magic was getting bent in all different ways by Claudio Castagnoli on top of the Blood and the Guts sinisters you at you last night. The key moment here, though, is the fact it was this far away from Chris Jericho submitting to Eddie Kingston. He had him in the stretch plum, but before Jericho submitted, Daddy Magic did, and there was a little moment again between Eddie Kingston and Claudio, just like, yeah, we won, buddy, but I'm not too proud of you, I'm not too happy with you there, so... Fair enough. Also got to mention the insane bump that Sammy Guevara fell off the top of this industry structure.
Stop calling it that, man.
Sorry.
Please.
The cage thing.
Doing my nutting.
He got chucked off there by Claudio?
Claudio.
Yeah. And it was a lot less cardboard, but it looked like he fell into.
That's...
So I hope you're getting better, Sammy.
Yeah, man.
And all of them except Santana, who we'll talk about in a second, celebrated on top of the...
That spot felt like a bit of a make good for last year, didn't it?
Yeah.
When Jericho took the tumble, and this debate was so poisonous because people were like, what, so you think he should land on concrete?
Yeah.
No, the point was you shouldn't film cardboard boxes.
Gimmick it better.
Yeah, exactly. Like, people have been doing these big dives in wrestling for years and years and years, and it's all in the way you shoot them. Nobody thought that Jeff Hardy was diving off things onto the floor. We knew it was we knew it was gimmicked, but don't explicitly show that. Whoa, drop my phone.
Catch.
That was the point last year with that one. So this did feel like kind of like an acknowledgement of that, going, hey, look at this, and it looked a lot cooler. So fair play to them. I have a lot of thoughts on this match. Thought it was good on the whole. But the finish, conceptually, was brilliant. But I have some criticisms as well. Ooh. So check out my Ups and Downs article on the What Culture website for those. I'm not giving them away for free, I guess. Not that the article's behind a paywall or anything. But, you know, clickety-click, microchips.
I'll give our thoughts as well on the What Culture Wrestling podcast, myself and Sid, you're going to be reviewing it a little bit later on today as well. But, yeah, there was all celebrations on top of the cell following this match, but no Santana. Why is that?
Because Santana experienced hell in that cell.
Oh.
That's worse than Sinister Structure.
Get well soon, mate.
I'm going to fire myself. do I have the power to fire myself?
Congratulations, you just fired yourself.
I have the power to fire anyone, let alone myself. We'll try it. He was injured. Sucks. So one of the themes of the match, before we got to what would be classed as the match beyond back in the day, was that escalating violence through weapons coming into the ring. So, like, John Moxley brought, like, a fork and some glass and stuff, apparently.
Things you're sticking for it.
Yeah, people were bringing different weapons in. Jericho had his baseball bat, obviously. But Santana brought in a table and a barbed wire baseball bat. He came in. Mental. He came in, he ran wild, and unfortunately, he got hurt. He was trying to do a Uranagi on, I think it was on Daniel Garcia, and his knee just gave way. So when you think of like an injury in Blood and Guts, you probably think, oh, someone's lost too much blood, someone's taking a big bump. No, his knee just collapsed under a move. It was totally freak accident. He was immobilized for ages. He wasn't involved in the match at all, really. He could barely move. And eventually he left the cage and he was escorted up the ramp. So the guy seems to have been hurt in the match. There's currently no word on the extent, the severity, when he'll be back, anything like that. So in this case, we just wish him well in his recovery. And it's a shame that that happened because, yeah, it was a freak accident. There's nothing you can do. You go for a move and your knee collapses. It's one of those things.
Exactly. Get well soon, Santana.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
And let's give you a bit of an update on a story we reported on yesterday around Alan Five Angels, formerly of the Dark Order, of course. We speculated, because of him changing all of his social medias and what have you, that he may have left AEW. Not been released! They let contracts expire there because they're slightly better than competition. Fightful have confirmed that he is done with AEW, though. There's been loads of speculation about it. He was chatting to Sean Ross Sapp of Fightful, and he revealed he is going to become a free agent. Technically, it has to happen on the 1st of July because the contract runs out. But yeah, he's out there looking for work on indies and what have you. They did offer him another deal. It was like a per appearance deal, but he turned it down. I'll read you the whole quote of what he said here. He said, "My contract, I was told about a month and a half ago that they're not going to re-sign me. They did offer me a per appearance, which I decided not to take, just solely based off on what I thought was best for me. I feel like there's more room to grow outside of AEW right now at this point in my career. Nothing against AEW or Tony Khan or any of the higher-ups in the business. It's a personal thing. I feel me going on the indies and showing people what I can really do and showing people that I'm a good flipping wrestler." Didn't say flipping. I feel that will raise my stock. He continued. He talked about basically being considered sort of the bottom guy within the Dark Order, and he wants to go out there and change perceptions, and I think he's right. I think it's the best way to do it.
That's kind of like what we spoke about a little bit yesterday, wasn't it, when we spoke about his, like, not necessarily ranking in the Dark Order, but yeah, like where he is compared to some of the other guys in that stable. Yeah,
one of the top 10 guys to have matches on AEW Dark, for example.
There you go. Yeah, fair play to him. Good on him, man. Like, it's not easy to, I'm sure, to turn down, and I know it would have been a guaranteed contract, it was per appearance, but it's not easy to, I'm sure, to turn down like money and appearances from the second biggest wrestling promotion in the world. So fair play to him. He's kind of betting on himself.
Back yourself, I always say this. Take that leap. Never live with what ifs.
There you go. You should do a book or something. Tim Robbins. Is that guy? No, Tony Robbins.
I don't know.
He's like a speech guy.
But like how I ended up doing this mint job, I love for my career. It's because I went, you know what? Bollocks. I'm fed up working in commercial radio. Let's see what else is out there.
Sucks.
Back yourself, guys.
Let's do it. Back yourself. Yeah, I'm backing him to have a good run.
Good luck, mate.
Like we said yesterday, Alan Angels is 24 years old. He has a lot of time. If he wants to come back to a national TV company, he's got a lot of time to get that done. So fair play to him. I'm looking forward to what comes next.
And not a bad portfolio. Oh, here's me wrestling. Oh, one of the best wrestlers in the world, Kenny Omega.
Oh, no, but remember, the internet said that match killed wrestling.
Yeah,
so,
sorry, I forgot about that. Anyway, let's move on to your Twitter questions. At All Culture WWE, of course, if you want to get in touch with us. AFIT, a.k.a. Multisan Reacts, gives us our first question of the day, saying, morning, legends. I love them as a team, but what if Riddle won Money in the Bank, tried to cash in when Reigns versus Orton was booked, failed even with Orton's help, Riddle blames Orton, RK-Bro split, and a feud starts between them.
Yeah, I do think they are going to split at some point, and the case would just be, do you think we need to do that now, or can we wait a year or so? And I think, for me, they've done such a great job with this team, right? Like, initially, whenever WWE pair these two people together that you know are going to split, you're usually going, okay, do it in 3 months, because after four, it's going to be mundane, and we're going to be going through the motions. I don't really think that's the case at all here. And I think that before the Orton injury, I was kind of calling for the split, but now that Orton's been away, it's added a fresh new angle to the situation. I think you can hold off even longer than has been described here. I think this is a good fantasy booking idea, but I've changed my mind over the past month or so. Keep it going, baby. Let's go. Give it another year.
And I wouldn't have Riddle be the one to be the heel in this, because I think you've got a ready-made huge babyface star there. Just look at the reactions he got, like, and how people were excited when he almost beat Roman Reigns the other week on SmackDown. I wouldn't split him, if I'm honest. I'd New Day him. I'd just have him go in separate directions. Just always have that as a weird little friendship, personally. But I also don't think Riddle's going to win Money in the Bank. I'd say probably he's third. Like, it's probably going to be Drew. I want it to be Sammy, you know this.
I want it
to be
Seth.
But I think
Seth.
It's probably going to be Drew. Or maybe he's fourth. Yeah. Maybe Omos is going to win. Maybe he's eighth.
He almost could just stand up and go, that's mine. Cheers.
Really good spot potentially there.
Yeah.
Charlie Williamson gives us our second question of the day. Says, morning, gents. If you were booking AEW, would you rather have FTR or the Blackpool Combat Club win the AEW tag titles? Wow. I feel both are deserving.
Yeah, I think, I completely agree. But I think FTR for me, like, I just think it's a perfect way to kind of cap their recent run. 7-star, 8-star, 9-star, 12-star, whatever they're going to become by the end of this. They've become the belt collectors. They are the best tag team in the world for me. It's just the perfect way to cap their arc, I think. And it's too perfect to relinquish, even for a team as good as the Blackpool Combat Club.
Yeah, and I think Trios titles is what we should be aiming for with BCC. And main event of All Out, have FTR win all the belts.
Why not?
It's right there.
And beat everybody.
Beat everybody. Jason gives us our final question of the day. Returning to Money in the Bank, of course, it's this weekend. Morning, boys. Jason writes, what are your opinions on Cena filling the final spot for the Money in the Bank match, winning to then cash in RVD style against Walter/Gunther at SummerSlam for the IC title, only to lose and create a new megastar/top heel champ.
Oh, interesting.
Grand Slam in it if he's never won the IC title.
I think that's a waste, with all due respect, I think that's a waste of the briefcase. On a couple of levels. I think that no matter how much we romanticize it, and look at the work rate belt that it was 25 years ago. It hasn't been that in a long time. The IC title, Gunther may end up restoring it to a bigger level of prestige. But I think that more than raising up the IC title, cashing in on that actually devalues the Money in the Bank briefcase.
He's right.
More than anything else.
That's hence why they didn't let Otis do the whole tag thing, in my opinion.
Yeah, exactly. And also, if you want to do John Cena versus Gunther as a star-making match, just do it.
Yeah.
Just do it. And use the Money in the Bank briefcase for something in the world title scene. So I think that using John Cena to elevate Gunther is a good idea.
It's a great match as well, like I said, because of the whole potential Grand Slam ramifications.
Yeah, this is just not how I'd construct it.
No, exactly. It's a waste, to be honest. I don't know. I haven't checked the internet yet, but I thought the whole point was Kevin Owens and Elrod, or one of them, is going to be competing for it, and that was meant to go down on Monday, but they've rescheduled it. Got a show on Friday.
Owens is injured now, is the latest on that. So, what are we going to do?
Give it to Elrod till the end of the season.
Give it to his other brother.
What was the one you came up with the other day? Elon.
Maybe he should.
Okay, yeah, don't talk
about
Elon. Let's move on to today's and finally. Today's out. It's a two-part of this.
Okay.
Okay, the first one from...
Don't
worry, I'm getting to that. Chauffeur Boz, I really want to show you this, and I was like, I'm not going to get a chance otherwise, because tomorrow's Wacky Friday, isn't it?
Yeah.
Chauffeur Boz tweeted, I love my job. Driving back after AW Dynamite, this was my view the whole way. Not a bad person driving the back of your cab, is it?
Oh, wow.
He's on the stage!
He's gone in a taxi in full makeup.
I love it.
Come on, guys. Full gimmick.
But also, hang on, I'm going to need this. Cleary! Did you... We need Cleary. Cleary! Cleary's got a big announcement to make.
Yep.
I'm here. Would you like my chair?
Mr.
Cleary.
Here you go, sir.
I was going to go, I quit! And then right, I've had the live show.
Oh, yeah.
The live show. Obviously, sold out in 3 hours. Mind-blowing, we didn't think that was going to happen. We have been talking about it selling out as an if, not a when. So for it to happen in 3 hours, absolutely incredible, thank you so much, etc, etc. Just want to say, I've had like 25 to 30 emails from people through the Eventbrite page saying, "Oh, I missed out on tickets, you idiots, oh, I didn't see it in time, etc, etc," which I can't believe, because I asked you to take charge of advertising, so I don't know how.
I told you about it.
You did, in fact, to tell you about it. So, just want to give a bit of an update, because we did tweet this, but this is like a formal thing. I am currently talking to the venue where it is being hosted about either doubling the capacity or moving us to a different room or something, because the demand is so grossly outstripped the supply. We're going to see if we can just put it in a different place, because we did not think it was going to be this popular.
Are we doing a reverse money in the bank, but in a bigger venue?
We are doing a reverse money in the bank. Either we're going to expand the capacity of the room we're using, or they're going to put us in a different room, or they're going to pass us on to another location entirely. But obviously all tickets will still be valid. But we are hoping, possibly next week before I go on holiday, we will have a load more tickets on sale for that. So if you missed it, just don't miss it again, would be my advice.
There you go. Well, let us know your thoughts on that and all today's stories in the comment section below. Don't forget to like, share, subscribe. Subscribe to What Culture Wrestling, wherever you get your podcasts from, for daily wrestling podcasts. Myself and Sige reviewing AEW Dynamite, learning goods a little bit later on today. Plus, you can let us know your thoughts and Twitter questions. Wacky ones, please, for Friday. At What Culture WWE. Watch there. You can follow all three of us. You can follow Andy Murray at
Andy H. Murray. The H stands for hermit crab. Go and do an impression of one.
You can follow Adam Cleary at
Adam Cleary, CLEOI.
You can follow me at Adam Wilmore. Follow us all at What Culture WWE. This is an incredibly weird position we usually stood in. Right, for now, this has been the news. Thanks to these two. Thank you for watching, and we'll see you soon.
It's a 3-man booth now.
Hey.
Feel it.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey, Prime members. You can listen to this show ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today.